I went by Grady's the other day and saw your son and introduced myself to him and told him to tell you hello, so hopefully he remembered. But if not, now you know. M4 WHM.
Yeah, double somebody. I don't know whether it's Ken or Daniel. It might have been Ken. But yeah, he gave me the note, and I got a little something I'll tell you too. A little bit later on, maybe. I don't know whether it's public knowledge yet, but Grady's going to do a little something over in Georgia, I think, later on in the year.
He's shy now. Somebody else jump in there. Ken or Patrick or Daniel, if you're back.
Wife to get home and for Patrick to make it into town. I've been looking at some antennas. I got my antenna up in a tree right now, and we're having those trees taken out, so I've got to figure out what I'm going to do to get back on HF.
Pick it up.
Get a chance to talk to Steve about that ATOS antenna, the one, the tunable vertical.
About it, but I can catch him on the radio pretty regular. And that I think I might get it just to, as a temporary thing, that way I can take it when we go to the daughters or the sons or something, and then I can, listen from there.
You just take it and set it up, mount it on the car or on something with a metal ground one and let it go.
Pretty decent range. I got a 40-meter ham stick on a magnetic mount. I tried with doing POTA the other day, and I made contact pretty much all up down the East Coast and as far west as Missouri. I didn't activate for about 45 minutes, but I was really impressed with that ham stick. And to be running QRP at 10 watts, it did a good job. So there's always that.
What I want to do. I was looking at a multi-band vertical, and I may go that way, but I hadn't totally committed to it yet. Really would like a three-element directional on that, especially for 20, but I don't know. I just can't make up my mind yet.
Let's see if I got it this time. Vertical for years. I worked about 88 countries in about a year and a half on mine. I had one of those Husker 4 PTVs. And of course, beam's always better if you can get it up high enough. But vertical, the only thing about verticals is you got to have some radios, and they are a little noisier than a horizontal antenna. That's about the only thing I could think of, is that the radiation hanging on them is great. They can get some good DX on 10 and 15 meters with them.
So Jerry is... So Grady's is looking at something in the home state here, or home state where I live. You think in the next year or so? That'd be awesome. Over in Athens where you got some of the big boys there, there's not much. Small stuff.
Well, it looks like it's going to be Livonia, and, I don't know exactly where, but more I know, I heard about the other day. Someone told me a little bit about the other day. They haven't finalized everything yet, but they're talking about something like that, maybe in Livonia. Maybe some other things involved in it, too, and I don't worry. Like I said, it's just in the planning stages now. And it may not come to fruition, but I think it will, though. Patrick, go ahead and pick it back up.
Say 7-3's here for just a little bit so I can get through the black hole while y'all can still hear me. So give me about 10 minutes and I'll be back out on the other side, KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
Say, we'll catch you here in a few minutes. M4WHM. Go ahead, Ken.
Police, we'll catch you guys in just a little bit when you come out of the hole. KM4TFW.
This is Jerry. The Livonia would be definitely a prime spot. Livonia's growing leaps and bounds around the interstate. in that one store that was there in Livonia that's closed, Guns and Gear. It is closed and reopened, and closed and reopened, but it's, I think, closed for good this time. So, and they still got that indoor firing range, so who knows, maybe they'll end up there. I wish that firing range would reopen. It was a good place to go and shoot pistols anyway. I didn't care much for long guns in it. A lot of people did, but I like it for the pistol range. Anyhow, we'll go ahead and send it on over to, I guess it's you, Jerry. Go ahead and take it away.
Pretty good guess there, Bill. I think that's where they're talking about. Like I said, I don't know whether, you know, I don't know whether it's supposed to be public knowledge or not, but I thought you'd be interested in it especially. And had anybody else, had anybody else listen, you know, pays much attention to it, that's probably the where they're looking at, I think. But like I said, I think it's, I don't know if they've done anything yet or not, but it'd be a good deal for them, though, where they could, you know, move, because you can, you know, move stuff in and out of the state pretty easily without any shipping. That way they could just deliver them. Still have to do the transfer stuff, I guess. But they've been looking at a range for a number of years now. My son was, when Grady was still, and when Grady was still living, Grady kind of put my son in charge of looking at all the stuff that shot for indoor ranges and what kind of stuff to do and all that sort of thing. And he was working on that thing for a couple of years, and they couldn't find a suitable location. And, of course, insurance is pretty horrible on those things. But things may be a little different now. I don't know if it's any easier or not. It's probably more difficult, but Georgia's a little more friendly than some states are, and I think it's more due to municipalities than anything else.
You say 73 to you guys and step away for a few minutes. I got expecting a phone call from Mama anyway, and then I got to get inside, and this thing don't work real good inside on the lower level. So you guys have a good one. Look forward to you, Jerry and Bill, and that, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.
I don't hit Patrick. Y'all have a great time tonight. I'm sure it'll be good fellowship. So good to talk to you as always, N4WHM.
And hope you have a good evening, and hope you get your antenna situation pretty much the same.
That'd be a good prospect there, I believe. I've heard a good bit about it, just the location. Since it closed, the guy that owns it has, of course, been trying to find somebody to take it over or buy it. He had what I would consider a decent price on it for what it is. And, yeah, Livonia is a real friendly town, the businesses. So who knows? But yeah, changing subjects. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Everything been going well for you?
It was a rough time a few weeks ago. The kids decided that we wanted to go to Florida a few weeks ago and wanted us to go along with them, so we drove down there, went to Universal Studios, and first day I was down there, I fell. Fell on the concrete down there, and still got a ball tram for a few more miles the next couple of days, and I got back and went over to see Dr. Arnold, because I was in a good bit of pain. First thing she thought I'd broken my hip. And sent me to see an orthopedic over in Anderson, and they did an x-ray and said it wasn't my hip, it may be my pelvis, but didn't look like it was displaced or anything like that. Then they did a CT scan and decided it wasn't broken at all. So I've been kind of taking it easy for the last couple of weeks, but that was a scare, because when I left the doctor's office in Harvard, she didn't want me to drive, she really didn't want me to walk on it at all. But the, you know, x-rays, I can't detect stuff like that, especially if they're not specialized in the field, and it takes a CT or an MRI usually to detect, you know, these smaller fractures and that sort of thing. And orthopedic gave me, he said, just take it easy for a few weeks. And he said, we'll set you up another appointment in 2 months. And if you feel fine by then, just cancel the appointment. So I dodged a bullet that time, but I'd be a lot more cautious about what I do and where I walk. N4DJC Friday.
Hear that. But glad it wasn't broke. That can be a game changer there. And but you gotta remember, Jerry, you're not supposed to dance on the wobbly tables. You gotta get a good sturdy table if you're gonna get up on them and dance. M4WHM.
Put those chewing gum wrappers up under one leg. That's probably what caused it. But I hate to say this, it was on level ground, but I wasn't paying attention. Lance said, I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. I said, well, that's normal for me. We got, that Universal real small compared to Disney parks. So it's smaller. I got kind of turned around on it. She was talking to me, and I was talking to her, and then I was looking at the map and the phone. I turned around, and I went tripped over a station, just tripped over my own feet, but it was pretty hard. I got up, and I'd already walked about 4 miles that day, and I walked, and it was really hot that day, and didn't have my shorts, had on long pants, and that's where I got overheated and tired. And it's about 2:33 in the afternoon, so I attributed that to my eyesight, my balance, and my age, and being tired too. But then she just said, I just wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. Just fell over on one side, and I hit pretty hard. But I walked another 4 miles that day and nine the next day. So if the hip was broken, I did pretty good on it.
Miles in 2 days, and with a fall in the middle of it, then yeah, you were doing real good. I don't know that I could have done that. And I walk every day at work, probably a mile or two, maybe three. That's a good deal there, that number of miles, but I'm sure you were tired. But, like I said, glad nothing become of it, and glad you're better. So, don't want to take anything away from it, but glad it wasn't any worse than it was.
One thing, Bill, it taught me a lesson for sure, and thankfully I didn't have to pay a serious penalty for it either by breaking a bone. I guess my bones are tougher than I thought they were at my age. But you talk about getting glasses. We just had ours redone here a couple of weeks ago and got ours this past week, and mine just didn't work the way I wanted them to. Lynn's turned out really good, but they're going to have to redo hers too. And man, I tell you one thing, you talk about sticker shock now. We have to get progressive. I hadn't bought any glasses. I hadn't had a new prescription in 10 years, and I thought they were gonna have to haul me out there on a stretcher when they told me how much they were gonna be.
Me and John both wear progressive lenses, and we go to Lens Crafters. And it's 6-1, half a dozen of the other if you go to any of the major ones like that, but just her pair of glasses was north of $600. I thought to myself, I could have bought a nice pistol for that.
We both have trouble with eyes, and I did too. And mine, I have to get a higher grade of progressive lens, and mine were closer to, over $700. But I didn't like the way I wore something that's kind of wide, a little bit wider, with the sweet spot's a little wider, and you have to go, of course, you got to go to a more expensive lens to get that. And I checked into them. They're all expensive, but it's in order to be able to drive to it. And I definitely need, a little wider lens. But I tell you one thing, it's a whole lot different from when you're in your 50s as far as your eyes, and when you're in your 70s. That sweet spot for those lenses gets smaller and smaller as you go up in diopter.
Me and Jenna had that same conversation 2 weeks ago when she was picking out her frame. I told her, I said, you got to get a lens that's big enough to have that sweet spot in it and wide enough that you can see out of it. So she finally found her up there. They look good on her. So we picked out so many pairs, we finally found a good pair, and I'm still wearing the same ones I had from a year ago. My prescription didn't change, so I didn't get any. I'll wait till mine changes a little bit, and then I'll get some, and spend that money on them, but gotta have them.
First time in 5 years, lens changed hers, but I didn't change mine because I was afraid because of my corneal problems that it wouldn't make much difference, but it did, and blue light deal on them, and that really helped with the computer stuff. I'm not sure if I really need that for just general purpose glasses. I may not do that when they remake mine, but yeah, I could definitely see better, but I have to give it a 2.5 diopter, and that makes for a real small sweet spot. And you have to, you know, I try to get lens this time, get a little deeper lens, a little wider lens than she's been doing. She said, "Now I look like my mama." I said, "No, you don't either. They're not that big. They're not 70s and 80s big." But to give a little more room to work in it. But even then, some of the lenses, they can't go as wide as they'd like to. And you have to go up and quality of lens to get that wider spot. And I told him, I said, I just gave him back to him. I said, "I'm not going to buy them right now. I got to do some pigment. So I'm going to go back when Lynn picks hers up after they've redone the prescription this time. And I'm going to have to sit down with him." I said, "You have to do some pencil scratching in order for me to pay the kind of money you're talking about for me to get a better glass." But I'm pretty convinced now I'm probably going to have to do it because if I don't go again for another 4 or 5 years, it'd be worth it, I guess, Bill. But it's just hard for me to fathom paying that kind of price for them.
I agree with you. I'm hoping to get another year, full year out of this prescription I'm in before I have to do anything. And like I said, they checked mine, and it had changed maybe 1/10. You know, not even enough to make a difference. Even the doctor told me that you really wouldn't notice the difference. And, which I wear those Verilux lens. I mean, they're crystal clear, and I got the transitions in them. I got every bell and whistle you can put on them when I got them. Because I intended on, like I said, wearing them for 2 to 3 years. And, average it out, it's not too bad, but it's still expensive. It's just ridiculous what they cost.
Verilux, that's what we had before. But this time, I thought first it might have been the frames, because the frames were a little deeper, you know, more round at the bottom. But especially, I could look at the computer screen, and the top of the computer screen, it looked like it was about a quarter of an inch in, you know, when the pin cushion, it just wasn't parallel. The sides weren't parallel, and I just wasn't. I don't have that with the lenses I've got now. They said it might be because I had a good bit of change in diopter in the last 10 years. And I said, "Well," he said, "the only way to get rid of that would be to go up and, you know, they got a Verilux, and they got a Comfort, and then they got one up from I forget what it's called, and they got the Verilux X, which is the best. And of course, that's a major suspension, but the sweet spot in them is a whole lot wider than the other one would be. And I might give them another try. But I couldn't spend time on a computer or on a, you know, tablet or something like that with the ones I had on it. Just, you know, it drive me insane the way they look.
I know what you mean. I spend a lot of time in front of computers, and that's why I'm in the lenses I'm in for work. But I'll tell you what, though, I bought a pair of Oakley sunglasses last year, and, you know, they sort of wrap around, and these lenses actually have a better field of vision and better peripheral vision than my normal glasses. They said it's just something to do with the way the Oakley does their lenses. I mean, they are just crystal clear. I got them on right now, and I mean, they're clearer than my regular glasses I wear every day to work.
That's one thing we haven't worn sunglasses because I hate getting another separate pair. But if I get something like an Oakley or something, give me some side protection, I think I'd do that. But I don't spend quite as much time out in the sun as I used to either. But these other ones, the ones I had, they looked, I mean, the intermediate and distance vision was really good on them. They were really clear. And I could, you know, as far as the focus and all on the reader part, focus is great. It's just that distortion in the sand, the lens. And like I said, I may give them one more chance to see if I can get them done, you know, done again. But the problem is I wouldn't even change, but get another pair. But the only thing is these lenses are so old; they are coatings are going getting off of them. The frames are pretty rough looking. But they can't put new lenses in these frames, of course. But I think I'm gonna try to look at it a little different frame, that's a little more square across the bottom instead of having that deep round in it. And it might have been they might have put it so far down in the put the prescription so low in the on the lens that it's so rounded down there it might have narrowed up more than it should have. I don't know, but I'm gonna give them one more chance. See if I can get something usable anyway.
Well, when you make an investment in something like that, for what the cost, I'd keep going until I got what I wanted, that's for sure. I wear sort of a square rectangle lens, and I have a pretty good field of view in them. Like I said, I wear them every day because of the computers, and, but yeah, I can see good out of them. A lot better than I could when I had just bifocals. When I went to the trifocals, I went to the progressives several years ago, and they do a pretty good job. And can't complain about them. Hopefully they'll get yours worked out, though. I'm sure they will. N4WHM, N4JDC. We are carrying on a little CUSO here.
KO4HKX.
Go, Patrick.
I was just listening to you and Bill carry on your conversation about glasses. I'm at the point in my life where I'm having to start dealing with that.
A rabbit hole.
And an expensive one. So, best advice is spend the extra, I think, $30 for the insurance, because I'm notorious for breaking glasses or scratching them, and I use the insurance every year and end up with basically a new pair of glasses.
I'm at the point where right now I'm getting away with just wearing readers, but that's getting worse and worse every day, it seems like to me.
I'll take mine off. I mean, I can watch TV without my glasses, but I can't drive without them, though. But I start walking outside, I have to have my own. I don't want to trip and fall and bend it. All I can tell you is just a part of getting older, man. I mean, it hurt my feelings when I had to start wearing prescription glasses.
Yeah, I doubled with you there to start with, but yeah, I'm at the point where I'm having to start wearing readers, and at the point where I can't look down. You have to look down and tilt my head down to look at them to see anything, and it's aggravating as all get out to me.
Well, I've been wearing glasses since I was 9 years old, I think. 9 or 10. And probably needed them before that, but had a good time getting used to wearing glasses and getting teased as a young'un, so I just been wearing them all my life, and you get used to them. It takes a good couple, 3 weeks after you get especially a pair of bifocals or trifocals with those transition lenses to learn how to look through them, but once you do, it's good stuff. And as much as you do, Patrick, I would recommend that blue coat on them for the UV for computer screens. That does make a difference. N4WHM.
I just got that on mine that I'm getting. I'm gonna redo them, but that makes a huge difference on a computer screen. It just sharpened everything up and it piece of eyes, getting more tired on top of that. And I don't think that I could tell you better because you get somebody, find somebody that's a real pro in fitting them to you, getting the right frame size to fit your face and to fit your distance between your pupils and all that sort of thing. Cause that's really important because if you get the frames to fit you correctly, then, you know, getting the lenses in them, get the prescription. If you have to have a prescription, get the prescriptions, you know, incorrectly makes a huge difference in how comfortable the glasses are. That way, you know, they shouldn't make you dizzy. They shouldn't make you, you know. The only thing about progressive, you know, lenses, which you probably won't have to have at this point, is I know Bill knows what I'm talking about, is you kind of start, you have to watch where you step because the prescription is kind of down in a V shape in the middle of the lens. It doesn't cover the entire, lens. And that's what you run into with readers is, you know, the bottom part is a reader and, you know, but you can, you know, the thing with prescription, you can have move that reader part up a little further, but with a progressive lens, it makes it a whole lot easier for me. I never tried bifocals, thank goodness. I think I got spoiled. N4DJC.
Because I'm on and off, and it takes me a minute after I take the glasses off to my eyes to readjust. And like you say, you ain't careful, you'll run into stuff where it's not as clear and it's closer than what you think it is.
I remember the first time I tried to step over a curb coming out of the eyeglass store, about broke my neck for my first pair of transitions. And it was quite entertaining. But you get used to them. And with readers or bifocals, you have what they call jarring of the eye. It's that quick change between the prescriptions being so high for readers. And yeah, it'll mess with your vision there for a few minutes.
They're progressive. If you have any other correction in any other, you know, the rest of your eye, definitely progressives, even though they're a lot more expensive, they're worth it because the transition is just smooth on them. You don't have that jar of the eye like Bill's talking about. But Lynn did the same thing, which I'd already had mine for, I think I had mine for a little while before Lynn got her first pair. And she did say that. I said, I watch these curves now. I said, you're going to feel like you're stepping over stuff instead of, I said, you'll trip up over before you turn around. Good. We walked out of Lynn's Crafters when I was in the mall there. And I had to grab hold of her to make sure she didn't fall when she's stepping off that curb.
Pointers for when I get there. But right now, like I said, I'm just getting away with the readers. But every day or so, it seems like it's just I need more and more. My eyes just getting used to, I guess, needing that extra to read or do anything. And I did get readers with the blue light blocker on them, Bill.
Smart move. And, yeah, you get used to wearing the readers. And like I said, you take them off and then you have to get readjusted. The transition lenses make a big difference in that. And, all the joys of getting older. Things we have to go through, but hey, it's just another part of life, and nothing to it. You just have to commit to it, and like I said, get used to wearing them, and all of a sudden you're seeing good.
I have to say is once I got my prescription lenses, I didn't get sunglasses, and I should have done that, but did, you know, we both have cataracts. And mine, I hadn't got to the point there where I need to have anything done about it. But that's got a big, makes a big difference how clear your vision is as well. And that UV and that sun is working. You know, that's one of the things. And in addition to age, that's one of the things that does it to them. They get that thickening up on the back, and just you know, you just got to get something done about it. And, like I said, it may be another few years before I need to have that done, but. And my vision is not as clear as it should be because of that. Otherwise, I think I'd be in a lot better shape. Doctor-wise, too, probably. But anyway, that's just something to think about. Just wear those sunglasses and make sure they got UVA and UVB protection because it really does a lot of damage to your eyes. And all those years I spent on the road, I can tell a big difference in mine when I retired versus when I started.
Like Bill was saying earlier, I'm wearing the Oakleys. I sell them, so I just grab me a pair out of the cabinet, put them on, and keep them above the visor in the truck. And it does make a huge difference at the end of the day if I wear them.
I agree there. I mean, like today, even though it's overcast, I got on my Oakleys. Like I said, I can see better out of them than I can my regular glasses. And I wear sunglasses every day when I'm driving or outside. Like I said, my regular glasses, if I'm at work, they got the transition built into them, so they darken up. But yeah, I try to protect my eyes from that UV. It'll do some damage over the years.
But I had such good vision for years and years, and when I got in my mid-40s, it just started going south on me. And, I had pilot-type vision when I was in my mid-30s even, but then I hit about 44 or so, man, it started going downhill, and it didn't take me long to have to get some prescriptions and, get prescription glasses, and it's been going on ever since. But I'm lucky I hadn't changed mine. Now, I should have had mine done a lot sooner than waiting this long to get them done. But hopefully, if I had to pay a lot of money for this much, I'm going to get a few years use out of them before I have to have anything else done.
KN4TFW.
To turn on 290, KO4HKX. And so I heard y'all talking about different brands of glasses. What's the difference there in how they're done or what's going on there? I just missed part of that.
Part of it, Patrick, is the width and the depth of the lens. And that's what Jerry was saying about getting a frame that fits your face right, because if you think about an upside-down pyramid, that's sort of the way the progressive lenses work. And having a lens that's wide enough and, I guess, high enough so that you can get the prescriptions in them and large enough where you can see out of it is the key point. I wear sort of a rectangle lens for work. And it actually is a style that fits my face. And if you get a round lens, the pyramid is a lot more pointed at the bottom, and therefore your vision or your prescription is a lot narrower. It makes that sweet spot of seeing a lot smaller. So, and getting fitted correctly is a big part of it, from where your pupil is down to that prescription. Nowadays, like lens crafters, they do it with computer and make sure that it's right, but some of the places they still do it the old-fashioned way with a ruler, and that's just not quite as accurate. But I think that's what you're asking, but that's what I answered anyway. M4WHM.
It's critical. When you look at the frames, you're not buying the lenses, you're buying the frames, and you get the lenses, whatever type of lens you want. But the frame design has got a lot to do with it. Sometimes the frames that look cool looking are not the ones that fit very well and not really well suited to some people. And like Bill said, I like a rectangular shaped lens rather than a round or a lens looks like a pair of Ray-Ban aviators. Those are, a lot of people like those, but they're terrible for prescription glasses because they go so deep, they're so rounded on the bottom down there that you don't have a very big sweet spot in the where the reader part is. And I think that's got a lot to do with the lenses are just, Varilux is what lens crafter sells. I mean that's here. Progression and Varilux, those people that invented the progression lens, which doesn't have any, it's just a smooth transition from reader to intermediate to distance is the best way to describe it. and they make three or four levels of quality in those lenses, and some of them are as much as $400 or $500 per lens, in addition to the price of the frame. So they're really expensive, but you get a lot of technology in them, and they do the big chains like LensCrafters that do fit them with their computers now, and it does a lot better. Yeah, that way, because your people have to sit wherever your people are sitting. That's where you want a glass, bare frames with it, and we're sitting in the right spot. With some, instead of something that's too wide, for instance, or something like that, or the lenses aren't set up correctly for your, how wide your pupils are, you know, up and down in the eye. I don't know what that's called, but interpupillary distance is what they call when they're looking at, you know, how wide your, you know, how wide the frames need to be, and where the prescription needs to be placed, you know, in the lens. It's a lot more complicated. You learn a lot about it when you start having to buy them.
Step away, but that's what I was asking about, Bill, was just the style of glasses and this, that, and the other, because I can't stand something to be in my peripheral vision because it constantly distracts me. So I need something that wraps around far enough to where it's all the way there or not.
Please there, Patrick. I'm the same way, and that's why I like these Oakley sunglasses with the wraparound, and they don't have any distortion in the peripheral vision. So, well, gentlemen, we are on the move, so I'm going to say 73 so I can watch this Walmart traffic and get out back in the road. So, I've enjoyed it. Ken, Patrick, y'all have a great time tonight. And Jerry, it's great to talk to you as always. Tell everybody we said hello, and I'll do the same. And I'll catch y'all down the road. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on return.
You and Jenna have a good afternoon. Be safe going back to Harlem. Patrick, I'm going to jump out here to you, I guess, and say 73 to you. You have a good trip over there. You guys have a good evening. And 4DJC clear after you.
73's Bill, 73's Jerry. Y'all have a great evening and enjoy the QSO and the educational glasses for future reference. And both of y'all have a great Easter tomorrow and enjoy. And Ken, if you're still there, I'm coming down 290 now.
Jerry, you guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
Oh, it's Miss Susan.
You're with me right now. We're headed out. We'll be a little bit ahead of you, but that's okay.
Far out. I'm coming up on Sandy Flat, so we'll be there in just a few minutes.
How are you guys doing today?
I had a good day. Didn't do a whole lot. I dug in the trench for my cables yesterday and put the pipe in the ground, or the PVC pipe to pull the coax through. So I didn't feel like doing much today after doing that.
It's barely sprinkled here, but it was kind of overcast and cool. I got the stuff to put up a rain barrel and that, but I didn't do anything with it. But I managed to squeeze in a nap.
Took about a 45-50 foot long ditch yesterday by hand and buried that pipe and got it all put in there. And I still got to pull the cable through next weekend when I get more time, but it was all I could do to get it done in a day.
Active visit coming on.
About a week out. I've already got it scheduled. It's a monthly routine schedule.
Yeah, Chandler got himself a 2-meter amp.
I heard, I believe it was Dave or somebody was giving it to him. I can't remember his name.
That I've ever talked to that call sign.
A couple times, but I just can't remember the name right now. Drawing a blank. Getting a new grocery store up here on 290.
I don't know. I don't go down 290 all that often anymore.
From Boss Road.
I know where that is. Is it my side of, what's the one where they have all the wrecks at?
In between Sandy Flat store and Milford Church Road, but closer to the store.
I wonder what kind it's going to be.
I don't know. It's a little bitty one, though. It's not going to be very big. It's more like a Dollar General size.
I'm going down through there the other day, and I was thinking it was going to be a Dollar General. Usually if you see a pile of dirt, it's going to be a Dollar General.
KO4HK. Yeah, it seems like it anymore. They're putting them up on every street corner.
KN4TFW. Man, I'm struggling to talk today on Thursday. I knocked out a front tooth. Can't get it fixed until Wednesday.
What'd you do to knock out your tooth?
They're bad from the get-go anyway, and that it was loose and that. I bit down on something and broke it off.
For you, but yeah, I'm with you there. I got to go next Friday and have one of my front tooth fixed, so I know what you're dealing with.
I pulled right across Wade Hampton Boulevard and didn't have to wait.
Where's that little boy at?
Pretty lucky pulling across Wade Hampton without having to wait on it.
When you get here, I'll let you try my glasses.
Read the menu. I did remember to bring my pocket readers with me, though. Susan?
I'm sitting there talking with Susan. We're just waiting in the parking lot for you guys.
I'm at the Sphinx over here right now. I'll be there shortly as soon as I get this traffic out of the way.
A Rebel.
Roger that. It looks like you'd think it was a Friday afternoon out here with the traffic.
So you're looking at a website that's got some puppies for sale.
Puppies?
Okay.
Another dog?
Thinking about it.
How the conversations go at my house. Their Matco distributors, he breeds the American Bullies. And they're pretty nice looking dogs. They got the longer snout on them, not so pug nosed.
Looking at a smaller dog. She wants one smaller than what my current one is.
This one may be.
She's looking at one. It's a mix between a Pomeranian and a Husky. They call it a Pomsky.
My wife just said that's what my son's wanting because my mom, she had a little Pomeranian. Look like a little fluff ball, and then he likes a Husky, so he's wanting one of those also. KO4HKX. I've not seen a picture of them, so I don't know what they look like. I've just heard about them.
On that, Susan's got all kinds of pictures of them when you get here. KN4TFW. Andrew this weekend?
I have texted with him a couple times here and there. We were going to try to link up on DMR because he can hit one of the Western North Carolina repeaters and I can hit it from the house so we can talk that way.
And then I wondered how he was doing up there, if he got rained on or not.
Heard a whole lot out of him. I texted him yesterday and he just texted me back on the way down here, so I guess he's been doing all right. Been family time in it, so which good for him.
We'll be able to do some stuff like that. Susan said she's going to retire next June, so that'll give us the weekends free.
June or June of 23?
June of 23.
Far away, a year and a half, so, or a little over a year. So that'll give you something to look forward to. Turning on to Wade Hampton now, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3s, and I'll see you here in just a few minutes. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
Okay, see you in just a few minutes. KN4TFW, clear.